What's an indigenous archive? I think two things, maybe.
two points.
2 points. No. Indigenous archive might be an elder.
Yeah.
Because they're just, but it's not written, it's in their head.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's written, it's squirreled away somewhere. When I die, you guys will find stuff written all over.
Oh my god, I know. Like, excavate this house.
No, yeah, like little gems of stuff. Like I found one in Nanny's, a little diary the other day. Just about one little notepad with only about a month, I think, when Tony was born.
Oh yeah.
And no, there's all kinds of stuff. A little. If I didn't throw any of the genealogy away that I did on paper. I just transferred it into computer, so all that's around the house somewhere in boxes. Yeah. But yeah.
Do you think there's other things that are archives too, like people's like beadwork and stuff?
Or is that a museum?
Well, it could be a museum.
Mom told me why I got schooled.
Why?
Between the difference of archives and museum.
What is the difference according to Mom?
Wait. Museum are objects, and archives are like pictures and paper and stuff, I think. Anyway, archives could be run by indigenous archives and run by indigenous people. Make sense.
Well, you were saying even at the provincial archives, there's a different section where they did things differently. Like, what do they do differently?
Oh, they've got stuff in circle, and they've got. I don't know. It has a different feel to it. It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
I don't know. It tells people's story.
Yeah. Do you think it's more accessible, or is it...
I don't know.
It's just like... feels
it just
better.
Is.
It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's less sort of distinction, I think, between like libraries, archives, and museums. For Native people.
Probably. It's all...
because it's all tied together.
All stuff.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Or all has stories attached to it.
Yeah.